Okay. Day, September 17th, 2015. Let it show that Commissioners Carroll, Swain, Romero, Cox, and Chair Sedaris are present, so we have a quorum, so I'm calling this meeting to order. So if we'll start off, please, by observing a moment of silence. Thank you. All right, thank you very much. Good evening, chairs, commissioners, and staff. Let's see, I'll start with an announcement that we no longer have a vice chair. Tom Coxwell has resigned his position. We'd like to thank him for his wonderful service. So I think we're going to need to vote for a vice chair. So do I have any nominations for vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Bob Swain for vice chair.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Bob Swain is now the official vice chair. Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah. Okay. Do we have any announcements from fellow commissioners? No? There's a bunch of stuff going on. Of course, you can go to the website, and it shows all the recreation community things that are coming up. Well, for the next year, actually. So,
Mr. Chairperson, staff has probably one major announcement.
Okay,
staff. I consider it major. In our efforts always to seek ways to ensure that children of Morrow Bay can afford our recreational opportunities, we are seeking sponsors of our basketball teams for the upcoming basketball season.
Oh, excellent.
It's relatively inexpensive. We're hoping that local businesses will sponsor these, or even families or couples or whomever. For $90, you can sponsor the shirts for the entire team. Your business name or whatever name, as appropriate, obviously, would go on that shirt. We will also be creating a banner to recognize all the sponsors for the year. That cost savings for the child is about 10%. And so that's a big impact for families who need to do that. So we are constantly looking for ways to find those that help for children and youth, and also additional partnerships with the community. For folks who would like to do that, they can contact our sports coordinator, Karen Sweeney, at the Recreation Department. They can email her at ksweeney, that's S-W-E-E-N-Y, at morrow-bay.ca.us. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. It's very good. Any commissioners have any announcements? No? Okay. So I can open the floor to public comment at this point. Do we have any people with public comment? If so, please come to the podium and state your name. No. Okay. Then there is no public comment, so public comment is now closed. We have two things on the consent calendar, and I believe we could I'd like a motion to receive and file A1 and A2. Did I get a motion to receive and file A1 and A2?
I make a motion to receive and file A1 and A2.
Do I get a second on that?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, thank you, sir. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. It has been received and filed. Okay, we got any new business with just new business with staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. So before you is a request from the Morrow Bay Historical Society to rename City Park, a.k.a. Morrow Bay Park, a.k.a. the Triangle Park, to Franklin Riley. Thank you. Park, obviously the founder of Morrow Bay. In discussions with Mr. Red Davis, we found that there does not appear to be anywhere in the city or the community where Mr. Riley is actually honored for founding this community. To that end, there's been a suggestion to rename this park, and the Mr. Davis will do a presentation to discuss this a little bit more, and then I may have some follow-up comments for you after, perhaps during your question time. So with that, I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Davis.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. My name's Robert Davis. I live in Morrow Bay. Last year, I led a bike ride of historical places in Morrow Bay as part of the Morrow Bay 50th celebration. And when I did my research for the bike ride, I read about Franklin Riley, and I found out that Franklin Riley founded the town of Morro Bay. He acquired a homestead grant in 1864, and he built the first house in Morro Bay in the area of Main Street and Morro Bay Boulevard, which is still the center of town. In 1872, he had a surveyor friend lay out a town site with streets and lots, and he also built a pier on the edge of the bay between Morro Bay Boulevard and Harbor Street, about where the Centennial Parkway is now. And he tried to encourage shipping, ships, cargo ships to stop here in Morro Bay, pick up lumber, farm produce, dairy products. He built a warehouse to do that. But unfortunately, the bay then as now was a little treacherous, and it never did become a major port. He also planted the eucalyptus trees, the original eucalyptus trees and cypress trees here in Morro Bay, to cut down on the blowing sand that tended to fill up wells and encroach into people's houses. He built a nursery, and he hatched seedlings, sold as anything in Morro Bay that was named after Mr. Riley, because I had never seen anything, and they didn't know of anything either. So I developed the idea of naming a park, and in particular, I'm proposing that we rename City Park after Franklin Riley. So I floated this idea with the Historical Society board, and they support the idea. Although they have, they're not united on which park it should be. There's one suggestion for Bayshores Park and another for the new park area, the bluff above the Embarcadero Inn, above Tidelands Park. So there is not unanimity in which park to name, but the Historical Society does support the idea of renaming a city park. I got a little confused about what is the name, the actual name of City Park. So I contacted Councilwoman Christine Johnson and asked if she knew of whether there was a resolution that actually named the park. And she asked Dana Swanson to research the city's archives, and Dana never found a clear resolution that named the park anything. She found references to both Morro Bay Park and City Park, kind of bouncing back and forth through the years. She's found some use permits issued in the 1970s that identified it as either City Park or Morro Bay City Park. We do have a sign at the park that was donated by Jim McRoberts in 1979 that does say Morro Bay Park. So, and of course, some people call it Triangle Park because they don't know what else to call it. Mm-hmm. So the city does have a policy, Resolution 7880, that describes facility represents where such value to the city that the person's memory should be honored by the naming of the facility. I think that City Park best exemplifies the contributions of Franklin Riley, because it's in the center of town. Surrounding it, we have the police department, the fire department, the library, the community center, the post office, city hall, a lot of our civic institutions. It's also the first place that visitors see when they come down Morro Bay Boulevard. They see the park, they see the rock rising behind it. To me, it really exemplifies what Morro Bay is, a first impression on visitors. And that's why I'd like to see Mr. Riley's name on that park. So as I say, the city does have a policy for naming parks, but it doesn't have a procedure. So this may be a good time, or this may be an opportune time for your commission to work on developing a procedure to follow the policy. So I thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So, anybody have any comments?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you, first of all, very much. I really respect the Historical Society and their work. It's always refreshing to really understand the history of the community you live in. So, once again, I thank you for that.
Microphone.
Microphone.
Oh. I thought I did. Should I?
It's working now.
Again, with the mic on, I'd like to thank you very much. I really respect the Historical Society for what the work they do, and it's always refreshing to know the community you live in and its history. I read extensively the notes in our packet, and then I did additional research into Franklin Riley, and he is truly someone that should be recognized in our city. I once again, we may need to put together a procedure, but I also understand the policy as stated. And
nice information. I do also think that it would be a good thing to recognize Mr. Riley. And reading through the materials, it did strike me that, you know, a lot of people do have different opinions on that and different areas in the city that we might want to use to recognize Mr. Riley. And so I agree that a procedure would be relevant before we would go forward on actually choosing the park, naming the park.
Okay.
Thanks again, Robert. That's great. And I just had a couple questions as far as, you know, as always, our board, we're leery of expenses. We're always cost. That sounds good. I think that would be a good start. And as long as we kept it in conjunction with all the other signs we have, you know, as the wood post and all that type of thing, I think it would be a great idea. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Excuse me. Is there an official name for that little park above Tidelands where there's, you know, the
I believe there is, but I can off the top of my head. I was trying to think about that as soon as I heard about it. No.
No, because Bayshore Bluffs is already down
further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also commend you for your efforts as far as all the homework you've done as far as researching this project. And based on what I've read about Mr. Riley, I certainly feel that he deserves to be recognized for his efforts. And then as far as the entryway, that would be a unique location because, it's, as you mentioned, as you first enter the city, it's directly in front of you, very, very visible. I'm also curious, one question. Many years ago, in fact, even before we moved here, there was a department store downtown Morro Bay called Riley's. Was there any relationship to that family or...
I have to walk back up here just to say I don't know.
No, I was just curious because it was there for many years and it was very popular in town and they closed it down.
I will find that out.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
You might as well stay there.
Okay.
I have another question. Is there any descendants still in town that would be take part in, you know,
I am
putting
not,
up all this?
I am not aware of any descendants, but again, that's something that we can research as well.
That'd be great if we had them there, if we changed it, if that would go ahead with the plan, if they were there to, you know, photo op and all that type of thing, make it a nice celebration. It'd be great if we had some descendants there for that.
Sure, even if they don't live here, perhaps there are some descendants who live elsewhere.
Close by that would
who come. Come. Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. Okay.
So are we looking for a motion to recommend to City Council that they name a park?
You have a few options this evening. I think one of your options is to say, hey, staff, go try to work on a procedure for how we determine where we should make a recommendation. Or you could make a recommendation to council this evening that this specific park be renamed Franklin Riley Park. So I would defer to the
specific park, or can city council decide on which park?
It's all up to the recommendation you provide to them.
I think we should leave the location to city council, but recommend that they do, because it does qualify under Part 3. He's been deceased more than 2 years, and his contribution to the city was... good. So, can I get a motion to recommend to the council that we do name a park after Mr. Riley, park of their choice, or either city park or a park that they can determine might be better?
I'm in favor of naming Morro Bay Park for
it. Well, we can just recommend to city council that then. Well, why don't we just leave it park, and they can...
Can I step in for a minute?
Sure.
We don't have a motion on the floor, right?
No, we don't.
I have a suggestion that we take step one, and that recommend to staff to... put together a procedure for the recognition and naming of areas in the city. So that would be one motion.
It seems to be covered by Part 3 of the city council can do it.
But I think we should have a procedure.
How
are we going to find...
That the Parks Commission itself can name parks?
No, so we can recommend, have a procedure on how we can draw in information from the public, and indicate what the needs are and what the wants are of our city.
How long has it been named Coleman Park? All that. The procedure also would probably inform us about some type of official public hearing process that would come before you, so that we make sure it's very clear the public has an opportunity to have their say, because naming stuff is subjective. People can get very passionate about it, and we need to give the community an opportunity to have their say. And then based on that public hearing, you would then make some type of recommendation based on that procedure and the policy that's being referenced on Resolution 7880. You would then make a recommendation to the council one way or the other. We do support naming this or we don't. And then the council would then utilize some other portion of that same procedure for their own public hearing and decision-making process. So I think that's easy to do, but it allows you to have a fair set of guidelines so that when anyone comes to you, you're always providing equity to any constituent.
Okay. So we need a motion to that effect?
Or you could simply just ask me to do it, and I'll come back with you two later.
Please,
and a facility would either be a park or a building or a boat.
Yes.
If it's public, but we're going to name it, let's have a policy. You know, the city already has an art policy that comes to RPC as well. And that has a procedure to it, you know. So I think it's good to have that type of procedure. I think we're on a good track already. Having a policy in place allows you to know, well, how do we make the decision about the name itself? How do we pick those people? But having a procedure on how you're approached to make that decision, I think, is appropriate to maybe just what we might do is just amend that resolution and bring that back to you and say, here's the procedure, and then here's the guidance for that name itself.
Okay.
I agree.
That's very good. Okay. Thank you, sir.
That was very good.
All right. Well, is there anything else we need to cover with this meeting? Future agenda item, new business, unfinished, none? Ma'am, do you have any comments? Or?
No, I'm just an observer.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for coming.
All right. I don't have any new business. Anybody have any new business? Consideration request Morro Bay Historical Society. We did that.
I do have a question relative to our two commissioners.
Mr. Romero, so typically we would wait till the end of the year to advertise for that. However, we have many openings and future vacancies. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, we have turnover. Mm-hmm. This board has at least one position that's up at the beginning of the year. I believe it's Mr. Carroll's position. So what we're going to be doing is two things. We are going to advertise for your current vacancies, and we are also going to advertise for the new positions in January. That will allow us to save some taxpayer funding. I know the RPC likes that. So we are going to do our fiduciary responsible duty and advertise it all now. We will the council will then consider new applicants to sit immediately, as fast as we can anyway. And then they will make appointments for the next year, and those people will then come in at the appropriate time next year. So yes, we are doing that. We recognize the value of RPC. Probably an even bigger one is the TBID board is now down to 4 of 7. And if one person's gone from there now, they don't have a quorum, and that's a big deal. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of that.
Okay. So you have a list of the what's left as far as the present commissioners, how much time they have left in their
I can email that
term.
To you. I can email that to you.
Yeah. So I think I only have one more year.
I think that you might be right. So. Yeah. I'm happy to send that out.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I just have one thing that I've noticed that's been brought up to me a little bit between our two meetings, our meeting that we had previously and this one, and that is questions about pickleball. And I don't know if we need to have a motion to bring it up and talk about it in this venue or not.
Yeah, so you can ask staff to ask what the current status is with pickleball.
Okay. I would like to ask that.
Or would you like to know that now?
Or we can know it for a future date, too.
Sure. So let me give you some background really quick, or where we're at, and then we'll talk about where we're going to go. So obviously I've only been here since June, but as part of the LEAP process, the Local Economic Action Plan process, one of the 10 initiatives through LEAP to kind of do some shot in the arm, if you will, economic development, was pickleball and kind of looking into a program of permanent courts or some such in the community to support that. We know that we have a very passionate group that appears to be growing at a rapid rate related to pickleball. It fits with our demographics in our community very well. Obviously, we have a majority older population, and so it seems to fit. What I haven't necessarily been tasked with anything, but I have been working on this nevertheless. And probably what is going to come to you at your next meeting, which is in November, is a discussion with asking you to make a recommendation to council on some type of providing permanent court space for pickleball. Have not solidified exactly where that will be. The most likely spot that people are talking about is the hockey rink at Del Mar Park. The pickleball folks have done a fairly rigorous investigation of how often it is used, going so far as to station people there all day long on the weekends to find out if people are actually hanging out there. It's very rare, it appears, based on their research. So with that in mind, I think it's valuable for the RPC to have a discussion about that, about permanence for those courts. That then comes down to a question of funding for that. If you make it permanent, that means placing posts in the ground. That means permanent nets. So you do reduce what is now a multi-purpose court, that you would reduce that use. There are people that every so often do go in there and practice. Many of us probably saw the news piece on roller derby. As far as we can tell, they don't actually practice there often. That was maybe a one-off. It might have been a good camera shot on TV. I've tried to talk to the roller derby people and haven't heard back. So that's an important discussion. You know, it comes down to the popular permanent courts for now on the hockey rink and still have access to the basketball courts as necessary. So we'll keep working on that. In the future, they would love 12 permanent courts somewhere in the city. That's a big project. That's a lot of money. So November, you will have a discussion. I will ask you to make a recommendation to council. And then we'll see where you go. Your recommendation might be no. I will bring that to council. Their recommendation might be, or their decision might be yes. So we'll see how it goes. We want community input. I'm purposely mentioning the hockey rink right now, so hopefully people are listening and can provide you and I input via email and call, give us some phone calls to let us know what they think about that. That's a big decision. The hockey rink, as I understand it, when it was first constructed, was much more popular. There were actually groups who went out and did roller hockey quite a bit. There were leagues. Those kids sound like they grew up, and they have not been replaced. So all the information we have right now points to a lack of use. So the two issues are this may be an opportunity to really enhance our use, to take advantage of something that is a great public asset, keeping in mind that if we make it permanent, we are removing a multi-use area. So that is where we're at with that. While I have the microphone, I will also note to you that I think I will be bringing to you some point here in the future, I don't know if November, but I will be bringing to you a potential discussion for the installation of a Frisbee golf course, probably at Del Mar Park as well. So we have been approached by a gentleman who owns a company who would love to install all of that equipment for free. And that seems like a pretty neat opportunity for our community. So we're still working on that. I got to get back in touch with him. Just got back from fraternity leave, so I'm trying to catch up still. I came back to about 600 emails, so still working my way through those. And so that's the pickleball report and the little preview on Frisbee golf as well.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the new addition to your family.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Can I make a comment? Your understanding that Cambria and maybe San Luis Obispo also have
fitness stuff, all sorts of fun stuff. So go on the website and come on down and participate because we'd love to have you. So, thank you.
Thank you.
What?
I just want to bring one more thing up about the activities we have. Men's basketball, we're still looking for more players. We have about 12, 13 show up. We were up to 20, so we're looking for more, and we have a permanent place now, at least till the end of the year, which is Los Osos Middle School. Come on over. It's $5, 7 to 9. It's a lot of fun. So I'm putting it out there for all you basketball fans. And we run all the way from, I think, our youngest is probably about 20, and our oldest is 70.
Wow, you don't look that old.
I know. But I try to keep up with them. But anyway, we welcome all basketball players. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is that it?
Okay.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion we adjourn.
Do you have any seconds on that?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. This meeting is over. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, that was a half hour.
I know. It was like...